laugh about it. That's the best part. We have to laugh about it. But why? Why do we turn to humor? And how can humor help save us from ourselves? You can read about it on intentionalinsights.org and evidencebasedwisdom.com. And the director of Evidence Based Wisdom joins me on the show again, Charles Cassidy. Charles, good to talk to you.
Ethan, thanks for having me back. It's great to be here.
It's great to talk to you again. All right. I mean, first off, I have to say anybody who refers to The Simpsons in any form automatically gets on the show. No, I'm just kidding. But that is a plus. That's a plus one for you with The Simpsons picture. So let's talk about the science behind this, though, because, you know, Saturday Night Live had its highest ratings in forever. We see so many. Samantha Bee's show is very highly rated. We have so many. Stephen Colbert overtook Jimmy Fallon once it became political and Trump won. You know, so humor plays into this. Let's talk about the science behind this and tell me a little bit about why we do this and what the connection is between wisdom and humor.
Sure. Well, I mean, there's quite a lot. I'll have to sort of talk a bit about wisdom as we go, because the whole thrust of what I'm talking about here is when I was over in the States back in January, you know, there was a lot going on. I don't know if you recall back in January.
A little bit.
And my wife, Amy, is from Portland, actually. So we were over visiting family. And I was watching SNL on the day after the inauguration. And I'm having a great time. We don't get SNL over here, so it's a bit of a treat when I'm over with the relatives to sit down on Saturday night and enjoy that. But I had sort of mixed feelings. It was very funny, but I was feeling a bit concerned. Are we just sticking our head in the sand here? Are we just trying to pretend that everything's not as horrible as it really is? So I was laughing, but I was also a little bit sort of skeptical about whether this was a sensible approach. But as you say, humor seems to go through the roof when bad things happen. So I was beginning to suspect perhaps there's more going on here. Perhaps it's actually helping us take wiser decisions. I mean, it's well known that it helps stress relief, it boosts immune system, etc. But is there more going on? Is actually approaching challenges with humor instrumental to taking wise decisions? So that's what I was keen to look at.
Okay, so I love the idea that there's actual data or people have researched this a little bit. So tell me, I don't even know how to pronounce it. Dilip Jasti? Who is this neuroscientist? Yes. Tell me about
it. He did a big review of all the sort of wisdom research that's out there. He did what's called a literature review. And he was surprised as much as anyone else, I think, to find that researchers were kept on reporting that wise people seem to also be people that score quite well on humor scales. Now, it's probably, you know, your listeners might find this hilarious from the get-go that there are such things as wisdom scales and humor scales, but there are. And researchers were noticing that people that score well on one tend to do quite well on the other. So there begin to sort of emerge this sense, perhaps, you know, humor is a key part of wisdom. But it's not just any kind of humor. There's sort of aggressive humor, you know, which we've seen a lot of recently as well. That's not in any way correlated with wisdom. So it's quite specific types of humor, which I could go into a little bit more if now was a good time.
Yeah, actually, let's do that. So because, yes, I've seen a lot of really mean stuff going on. I try to stay away from that for the most part. But look, I'm a human. So I will occasionally touch into the slightly meaner stuff too, but what is the difference between wise humor and mean jokes?
Yeah, so I mean, there's you know, when you look into, it's funny, isn't it? Humor wasn't something that I'd really looked at and considered being studied scientifically at all until I sort of found these links to wisdom. But it is there's kind of four types of humor that people group jokes into. And aggressive humor, that's not wise humor at all. Wise people tend to score well on affiliative humor and self-enhancing humor. So affiliative humor is kind of a bit like Seinfeld. So it's essentially, it doesn't offend anyone. It sort of focuses on our shared values, things we have in common. So you can see how wise people, if they're using these kind of types of humor, which, you know, focuses on what we share, they're going to be thinking about solutions for our problems which will work for the common good. Because one key distinction of wisdom is that it's using resources to advance the common good rather than our own narrow interests. So affiliative humor focuses on those common values, brings people together, and therefore reminds wise people that when they're taking a decision, they have to find one that's going to work for everyone.
I like that. Charles Cassidy.
Making sense?
Yes, it is making sense. Charles Cassidy, Director of Evidence-Based Wisdom, is joining me on the phone right now. We're talking about how humor is going to help save us from ourselves. So the affiliative humor, and that's really, you know, how much is that being used, though, in the political sense? Because, you know, when you talk about Seinfeld, that was very non-political. So yeah. How do we use affiliative humor, you know, when we're talking about, well, you know, Trump maybe shared all kinds of information with the Russians, and as we're finding out now, too, with the president of the Philippines, and, you know, and gives a book to the Pope of Reverend Martin Luther King Jr.'s writings, but the Pope gives him a letter on climate change. How do I apply affiliative humor to that?
Yeah, it's very difficult because, you know, politics almost by definition is a
it's not
sort of a tribal kind of group
right.
thing, isn't it?
Yes.
So it affiliative humor is trying to focus on what we share. There was there's been lots of kind of talk over here about, you know, how the way of building bridges is to emphasize the many, many, many shared values that we have rather than zoning in on the very small number of values that we don't share. You know, we all like oxygen, don't we?
Yeah, true. Well, I'm whether we like it or not, we're dependent on it.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, there are, we tend to gravitate towards the differences, sure, but affiliative humor can remind us that there is so much more that we share than we disagree on. So the other kind of humor, which is also something wise people tend to be particularly strong at, is something called self-enhancing humor, which sort of sounds like the opposite of what it is. It's actually the ability to laugh at yourself and not take yourself too seriously. And I think that is a brand of humor that is particularly relevant in the times we find ourselves now. So if you think of the opposite of that, it's righteous indignation, you know, taking yourself way too seriously. And that tends to pin you down to one perspective, and you just can't see anything from any other angle. But if you're able to sort of slightly mock your own stance, you know, in a gentle way, then you begin to open up that little gap to see things from different perspectives. And this is something wise people are better than the rest of us at doing. So I think self-enhancing humor, this ability to just sort of loosen up a little bit and not take everything so seriously, is something that can help us actually take wiser decisions. And it's not negligent either, because the danger is to think, well, if I stop taking this seriously, you know, who is? But it actually can broaden our understanding of a problem and help us to see things from a broader perspective.
Well, hang on, Charles, I want to, and we only have like a minute left, but you just said something that I think is actually really important. And when you talk to a lot of wise people around the world, yeah. They're going to say things like what you just said, though, which is you don't have to spend all your time focusing on whatever the topic is of the day. Oh, President Trump said this. Why do you need to spend all your time on that? So and some your own self-reflection and ignoring it maybe will give you a different perspective that will allow you to approach it in a way that doesn't feel as damaging, yet still handle the issue and help move society forward in a positive way.
Absolutely. I mean, there's the news these days is very moment by moment and almost soap opera-esque, isn't it? And you're just keeping up with the news because really you want to know who said what nasty comment to someone else and who won which kind of interview. If we can zoom out a little bit, step back from that, perhaps we'd be in a better position to find some long-term solutions.
Yeah, this is a great article. It's out on intentionalinsights.org. But Charles Cassidy is Director of Evidence-Based Wisdom, which is evidencebasedwisdom.com. Charles, it's great to talk to you again. Thank you so much for your time and an excellent article. And I will tweet out a link here in just a moment.
Ethan, thanks again. It was always fun coming on the show. All the best.
Yeah, thank you so much, Charles Cassidy.